This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
What are you working the floor today?
Head chef's got a lot going on today. Yeah, I'm out here greeting people at the frickin' door.
Nice.
My sous chef. What do you call a head sous chef?
The sous chef.
The sous chef's out of town. There's a lot of back scenes happening in the kitchen. So you're right. I'm not wearing my jacket. I have information on a personal level I forgot to send today. And it's been a rough one. Anyhow, you know what makes the chef feel good? It's Sunday morning. I'm not working brunch. I'm going to go get breakfast.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now this list is, and I think Miles, you gave this one to me. Thank you. These are some regional American breakfast foods that you kind of wish you'd get other places.
All right.
And then we'll get to the one that I think is overhyped and I'm sick and tired of it. Miles, you know what? You brought it up earlier, talking about your father, and he likes grits.
He loves grits.
Right.
Cheese grits, butter grits, mm-hmm. whatever grits, as long as there's grits.
I will say, grits is one of those things you hear a ton about. I did not grow up we ate a lot of cream of wheat.
Right.
We did not eat grits, though.
I got grits.
Yeah. And then when I was living in Baltimore, a girl I knew, she was like, hey, like, come over, we're having dinner, and the guy made cheese grits. And he's like,
mind blown?
Yeah, and he was like, put hot sauce on them. And I was like, well, why don't people like these, right? So I know grits, it's a big thing, too. Sugar or salt.
Right.
Unless you're in Maryland, of course, it's Old Bay. But shrimp and grits, usually associated with the American South. Shrimp and grits is it's grits with shrimp on it. Yeah. I don't have to explain it to you.
I mean, like, shrimp is plentiful in the South, right? If you're on the coast, and grits are cheap as hell. Basically, it's a cheap breakfast, and it is so freaking good.
But I think, like, New Orleans kind of gets credit for it, but it's massive in the South, too. I think a lot of people don't understand when you're talking about, like, a low country boil. That just comes from, like, the Carolinas and Georgia, because that is the low country compared to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the western part of the state.
Yeah, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, all those areas. Big, big Tennessee grits.
Yeah. But, Miles, you said it earlier, and I believe this now, especially out here in Seattle. Like, if a place has shrimp and grits, it's probably on their dinner menu.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. I've had it in Seattle for dinner. You go to a Cajun restaurant, it'll be there.
There's also grits and grunts. This one's famous down in Florida, in the Florida Keys. Kind of the same thing, you know, grits, you know, cooked up or whatever. Then enriched with bacon, butter, cheese, and then the other is a local fish known as a grunt.
Which talk to you when you catch them. It is the craziest thing ever. Do they taste good? Yeah, they're about that big. So when you fry them up with the grits, they're pretty good. It's a smaller fish, but it's pretty tasty.
Grits and grunts also just means you're having breakfast with a Marine.
Grits and grunts.
Let's see. Let's go back to New Orleans. Breakfast thing in New Orleans that we wish we had all over the country. There's only like maybe one or two places you can get it this here. beignets.
Which is dessert for breakfast. Well, it's donuts, it's technically.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of things about breakfast that are dessert.
Mm-hmm. Right.
French toast isn't, you know.
Pancakes.
Exactly.
I mean, waffles.
Right. But you're right. Beignets, if you don't know what a beignet is, basically it's a fried donut, powdered sugar. If you want the quickest version, again, my mom went to Tulane or some school for a little bit. So she kind of knew a little bit about like Creole cooking and stuff. When I was a kid, we would just cut up crescent rolls, fry them up real quick, and then put them in a paper bag with powdered sugar.
That actually sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Simple and delicious.
It is, right? And it's weird because, like, I grew up, like, my mom was always frying stuff on the stovetop. But I don't feel like people do that now. They either own a deep fryer or you have an air fryer.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, what about Hopple Popple?
I've never heard of that.
What?
Comes from Wisconsin and Iowa. Its native country is Germany. Created as a way to reuse leftovers in the Midwest. Then it was reinvented as a full-scale breakfast. You can look at it as a loaded version of scrambled eggs. You find it packed with like diced potatoes, cheese, some type of preserved meat.
So it sounds to me like it's like the equivalent of their casserole for dinner. They tend to do that too.
I would also
for the
say
breakfast version.
We don't call it Hopple Popple. I feel like out here in the rest of the country, we call that a scramble.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, you do.
Right. Hopple Popple.
All right, Miles, I don't know if this reached West Virginia. Thrill, you definitely had it. Definitely was in the Baltimore area. It's more famous in Philly, in Delaware, Jersey. It's a black brick.
Black brick.
Scrapple.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Scrapple. I don't know if I've ever had that.
Really?
I'm not sure.
If you like Spam, which you do.
I do.
I think you'd like Scrapple.
Okay.
It's not that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Much different.
Just another German influence. Right. Massive in Pennsylvania. I think the Pennsylvania Dutch kind of gave it to us. Basically, it's made with various pig cuts mixed with cornmeal and seasoning. The blend is then shaped into a log, you slice it off, and then you pan fry it till it gets its crispy crust.
I like that. Just multiple pig parts. In other words, we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not going to waste anything.
No. That's basically what scrapple is. Yeah. Like, nothing goes to waste.
It's so regional that, like, where I grew up closer to D.C., like, you didn't see a ton of scrapple. But if you go over to the Eastern Shore at the beach, almost every breakfast restaurant will offer you scrapple.
What is the difference between Spam, scrapple, and then, like, what you grew up with, Taylor Ham?
Oh, glad you brought it up. So pork roll, Taylor Ham also makes the list.
But, I wonder what the difference is, though.
So pork roll is best described as processed pork-based meat product. Again, it's cured, then you cook it. It's like in a round thing. We always cut it up like it looks like a piece of Pac-Man and you fry it.
Like fried bologna.
I think the biggest difference is like pork roll is just the pork parts and the fat.
Okay.
Scrapple, remember, has some oats mixed in with it.
Yep.
And something else. Okay. I don't know what makes Spam different from pork roll. But
do you want to know?
They are different. And it's funny. I love pork roll. Right? Like, I get it every year, Christmas. I just got to go to a store, I can find it. But, like, we grew up eating it. Now, my grandfather did used to live in New Jersey. But scrapple.
Really? You can't get it on the scrapple train.
I'd like to try it again as an adult.
Yeah.
But it's hard to describe. It's hard to eat things that are black. like jet black. It's yeah. I mean, it's a black brick. It just, you know what I mean? Like,
it does not look appealing.
What other food do you really eat that's that jet black?
I'm trying to think about it right now.
And I'm not talking a burger that's right, been yeah, cooked. That's
right, right.
Yeah.
But you still wouldn't eat a jet black burger.
Right, you get blackened chicken.
Right.
It's like, okay.
But, but also, when you bite through it, it's white in the middle. Scrapple stays black. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, stay black. That's why I like it.
Johnny Cakes. This comes to us from Rhode Island.
Is that pancakes?
Again, best described as cornmeal baked pancakes.
Okay.
Usually served with a slab of butter and a dose of syrup.
All right. Hmm. So pancakes made of cornmeal, basically.
So isn't that just fried grits?
It depends what they do with the cornmeal.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's...
I talked about this last year or 2 years ago when I was down in Arizona. I said, man, I had this, like, kind of Mexican breakfast. And, you know, huevos, ranchero, this and that.
Sure.
I couldn't think of the name. It's migas.
Migas.
Yeah. Texas migas. Basically, you fry up some tortilla strips, smother them lightly whipped eggs. Then it's usually enriched with cheese, folded in to make the eggs extra indulgent. Serve with a tomato-based sauce packed with sweet and spicy peppers.
That is... that's one of my... And every time I go to Mexico, it's one of my go-tos for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't go wrong.
Yep.
Now, the one on here that I've been talking about, I think, is overrated, that you could buy everywhere. So people never shut up about it. It's goddamn biscuits and gravy.
Oh, come on.
I like biscuits and gravy.
I know, but I don't know. To me, it's up there with, like, you remember, like, what was it? Like, 15 years ago, all of a sudden.
Tater tots.
Right, bacon was the coolest thing. People were like, you got to go, man, get biscuits and gravy. Like, I mean, look, I'm just going to say it. I'm not the big biscuit guy. Like, I like a Popeye's biscuit, but, like, I don't know. I don't go out of my way to go get a biscuit. Now, cornbread, toast. I love bread. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I would take a biscuit over cornbread. My wife hooks up biscuits and gravy. This is the time of the year where it happens more. And it is, like, a tour de force every time. And she's like, look, it is simple. Everyone is happy. Nobody. I cannot explain.
I mean, I think I eat it. Like, look, if it's a football Sunday and I'm sitting at the house, I'm not going anywhere. But, like... I don't know. I know so many people that are like, oh, yeah, hungover, get biscuits and gravy. Like, that's going to make me puke.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Well. There's a place where I grew up, and their specialty is biscuits and gravy. But they do a warm, buttered croissant with gravy on top. And that kicks biscuits
and gravy. I mean,
I'll take croissant and gravy.
It's, I mean, you'll never order that biscuits and gravy again if they have a croissant and gravy.
One more regional one I didn't get to that I wish. If you go down to Texas, breakfast tacos.
What's under taco? Is it like brisket and stuff
sausage,
like that?
Bacon, eggs, cheese.
But a lot of times it is brisket.
If you put brisket
they're
in it, I will
smaller,
eat
they're just smaller. They're awesome. I mean, I love them.
Have you had the ones from downstairs?
No.
Dude. You
but I bet, those. I mean, Jack makes a good brisket.
Yes.
Barbecue, so I'm sure his breakfast tacos are awesome.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just wish we had more breakfast tacos option.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Head Chef, thank you so much. Coming up, we'll drink your toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.